Tempest Theatre creates productions by women, about women, and it was founded in 2011. Going beyond illness and legalities, A Good Death is their latest production, which examines the social, practical, emotional challenges to the autonomy in dying, as one woman and those closest to her grapple with the realities of taking control and letting go. It's the Australian premiere of this touching, funny, bittersweet, forthright and unconventional look at whether it is possible to have a death of one's own choosing despite the obstacles. Originally produced in Canada in 2015, Kim Park Hill's play was inspired by her experiences as a former nurse caring for debilitated and dying patients. Here is Kim Park Hill. Hi, Kim.
Hi. Those were a lot of adjectives.
I know. I'm just like a bit of a tongue twister, hey?
I know. I'm sorry.
Tell us, first of all, start telling us a little bit about how that kind of movement from nurse, to producing something like this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, well, I had a big career switch after I worked in healthcare as my first career, and then I went to theater school and became a performing and creating artist. So now I'm a bit of a hybrid. I still work in the healthcare system, but I'm still an artist and making and performing. And yeah, so it came naturally when I found my voice in making theater that some of the things that still I saw in the world that I wanted to talk about, that I wanted to bring the conversation onto the stage, that I was able to create this particular show, among others, to do that.
And A Good Death asks questions, around dying. Why this topic, and why women?
When I originally made the show, it was in the, it was 2011 that I started writing it. And in the community where I was working, which was Halifax, Nova Scotia at the time, we didn't have a lot of opportunities for roles for women of a certain age, like mid-career to early late career.
Yes.
And I really wanted it to be a platform for that. Now, I look at the script and I think there's very little about it that is really gender specific. It really was the mood of the moment to make everything from that perspective.
And Good Death also gives some answers around this, around the questions of dying. What are some of the scenarios that are played out?
Generally speaking, the protagonist, the woman in question, receives a pretty bad prognosis, a terminal illness, and she goes through the processes that lots of people do and the feelings about what that might be for her. And in exploring what she might like to do, including assisted dying, she runs into the love and care and needs and feelings and conflicts with those around her, who is her best friend, her significant other, her mother, and her doctor. So it's really laying out there some of the really complex inner landscapes that people experience in this kind of milieu, but taking it on in a quite bold way, because a lot of times people just don't talk about what's going on, or they can't find the place to say the things. And in particular, assisted dying is pretty new in this country.
Yes.
And it isn't as simple as everybody thinks.
Yes, I'm sure it isn't. And there's a lot of discussions and perhaps a bit of coarse language in this production. How do these elements, these discussion play out in the kind of vocal aspects, I guess, to this production?
There's lots of words, and some of the characters are very gritty. It's not profane per se, but it's just, at this point in time, we like to allow people to have the option of what they expose themselves to in the theater. And, when the F-bomb gets dropped a couple of times, I don't want to turn everyone off from the rest of the thing. But the heart of the play is really about how we are unique individuals. And we are also in relationship with others, and how do we navigate when there are differences how do you stand up and be different when the forces are working in the opposite direction and you love the other person?
Yes, and how to make those connections and those understandings.
Yeah.
We're talking to Kim Parkhill here on Artbeat with Maxie, and we're talking about her play that is called A Good Death. We have a couple of interviews today. Thematically, the show has been really a lot about emotion and intense emotion, loss, grief, life, death, and very theatre and movement dance based today. Kind of like this production, but you do have a bit of humour and touching, funny, bittersweet moments in there. Tell us.
It's very quirky, Maxie. It's got a lot of quirk in it. And it does have, I would say, a lot of humor, that just that human condition humor, and a little bit of irreverence as well. So that gives it some bright spots.
And from your perspective, why is it important to explore the depth of these feelings through the arts, and especially in this instance, through theatre?
I just think that theater is a very safe way to look at ourselves in context of someone else's experience and use it as a measuring stick to start conversation, to as a practice run when you may actually need to engage with the subject or someone else who is going through a similar thing. Generally in the culture that I was raised in anyway, that it's a death denying culture, and we live, we breathe, we lose, we grieve, we love, we laugh, we die. That's a bit of a summary, but when you cannot talk about the fullness of your experience, things just become so that much more complicated. So, I hope that it's just an opportunity for people to consider where they sit in relation to that and start conversations with their own special people.
Like you said, we don't often, it's not a culture where we talk about death and dying a lot, or and even not even have that level of respect for our elders sometimes, in putting them in homes and etc. And I was just like, funny little thing was, I was what caught the end of this show, like Scandinavian death cleaning, where they really talk about death in their culture, and they talk about material possessions, and they do it throughout their life. And you know, culturally, you know, we all know we're going to die, but how do we relate to that and talk about it and tackle it, you know? And and how has it been tackled in this production with your cast? You've got Eva Grace, the lover, Irene Jezebek as the mother, who's lovely Irene, Kim Parkhill, yourself as the woman, Christy Sistrunk as friend, and Amy Welsh as doctor. And how did you go about selecting your cast, and how is this, the cast important in this?
Susie Conte is directing, and she assembled the cast. So she would be the best one to ask about that. But I know that she was looking for people who have a sense of their own lives and themselves in the world, and have some significant life experience and as well as theater experience to bring to it. It doesn't really matter whoever you cast. Everyone has experienced loss and grief, and the idea of mortality, at least if it's theoretical, because that's part of the human experience. So being able to identify that and speak about it openly during rehearsal processes has been helpful to help the characters shape into their own lane as they are. Yeah.
And how was the experience for you as an actor, as a maker of this, of being involved in A Good Death?
How was the experience for me?
Yeah, how was the experience for you to be involved in this production?
This production's been very interesting. I've revised the script since the first time around, and originally it was really a piece about why aren't we talking about assistance in dying? Why is it not a choice? But threaded throughout, and that's what's come out in this one, is really what does it take to be able to be different, to go against a norm, to want something different than what everyone else around you would want. And also, how do we care for each other in that? And I think that that is a universal theme across all kinds of places where people are treated differently because of their unique perspectives. I'm really happy that it's coming up again. And I've also made it definitely in an Australian context because everybody else in the play is Australian.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much for talking with us about this show.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
And it's showing 16th to 20th July at Subiaco Art Centre Studio.
That's right. It's 7:30 each night, but we have a matinee on the Saturday at 2 p.m.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
That was Kim Parkour talking to us about A Good Death, which is described as of complete relevance to all human beings in its exploration of life, death, grief, and the courage it takes to stand up in society. Courageous, funny, and moving, that's how it's been described by Alyssa Bernard, arts reporter, The Chronicle Herald. It's showing 16th to 20th of July at Subiaco Arts Centre Studio.